Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon people to remain united against forces conspiring to divide the country. Addressing the Somnath Swabhiman Parv celebrations in Gujarat, Prime Minister says the festival is not merely a celebration of historical glory, but an opportunity to keep the journey of Somnath Temple alive for future generations. Mr. Modi leads the grand Shaurya Yatra as part of historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Social media platform X admits mistakes in its content moderation standards, assures to operate in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. Another Hindu youth killed in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions in parts of Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab today. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Gujarat Giants in Navi Mumbai this evening. And now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country, addressing a massive gathering on the occasion of Somnath Swabhiman Parv at Prabhaspatan today. The PM urged the countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart, for the cause of Viksit Bharat while remaining deeply connected to our past.
वो ताकतें मौजूद हैं, पूरी तरह सक्रिय हैं, जिन्होंने सोमनाथ पुनर्निर्माण का विरोध किया, और इसलिए हमें ज्यादा सावधान रहना है, हमें खुद को शक्तिशाली बनाना है, एकजुट रहना है, ऐसी हर ताकत को हराना है जो हमें बांटने की साजिशें रच रही है.
Describing the Somnath Swabhiman Parv as a vibrant reflection of the eternal faith and devotion, the PM stated that this festival is not merely a celebration of historical glory, but a vital opportunity to keep the timeless journey of the Somnath Temple alive for future generations. He added that the faith embodied by Somnath does not carry a message of hatred or destruction, but of love.
Ek aur Swayam Devadidev Mahadev, दूसरी ओर समुद्र की विशाल लहरें, सूर्य की किरणें, मंत्रों की ये गूंज, आस्था का ये उफान, और इस दिव्य वातावरण में भगवान सोमनाथ के आप सब भक्तों की उपस्थिति ये इस अवसर को दिव्य बना रही है, भव्य बना रही है.
Earlier, on the second day of his Gujarat visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Grand Shaurya Yatra at Prabhaspatan, organised as part of the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The Yatra was a ceremonial procession of 108 horses organised to honour the countless warriors who defended the Somnath Temple over centuries. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi also joined the PM during the Yatra. Thousands of devotees from across the country took part in the procession. PM Modi paid tributes to the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the remaining stretch of Phase 2 of Ahmedabad Metro from Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir Metro Station in Gandhinagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Srimad Vijay Ratna Sundar Sureshwar Maharaj has not confined knowledge to books alone, but has demonstrated it in his own life and inspired others to do the same. In his video message during the release of 500th book of the spiritual leader and Jain monk, Srimad Vijay Ratna Sundar Sureshwar Ji Maharaj, Mr. Modi said his personality is a wonderful blend of self-control, simplicity and clarity.
महाराज साहब ने ज्ञान को सिर्फ ग्रंथों तक सीमित नहीं रखा है, बल्कि जीवन में उतार कर दिखाया है, औरों को भी जीवन में उतारने के लिए प्रेरित किया है. उनका व्यक्तित्व संयम, सरलता और स्पष्टता का अद्भुत संगम है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajkot today to inaugurate the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions at Marwari University. This is the second among the four vibrant Gujarat regional conferences, which is designed to decentralize the successful vibrant Gujarat model, bringing investment opportunities and industrial growth directly to the doorstep of 12 western districts of Saurashtra and Gujarat. A report.
The conference serves as a specialized platform for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions, targeting critical sectors such as ceramics in Morbi, engineering in Rajkot, and vast port and logistic network of the coastline. Global engagement remains the priority, with Japan, South Korea, Rwanda, and Ukraine participating in the meet as partner countries to explore opportunities in green energy, petrochemicals, and agro-processing. The conference is said to be the major catalyst for regional economy, with more than 1,500 memoranda of understanding expected to be signed during the two-day event. A significant highlight is the reverse buyer-seller meet, where over 1,800 business meetings have been pre-scheduled to connect local industries with global markets. This international gathering features 110 buyers representing 16 countries, including USA, Australia, and various European nations, focusing on sectors like engineering, textile, and agriculture. Beyond these global interactions, the Prime Minister's announcement of 14 new smart GIDC estates and dedicated medical device park in Rajkot will provide a modern foundation for local manufacturing. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Mission 2026 in Thiruvananthapuram for the forthcoming assembly elections in Kerala. Addressing the state conference of the BJP members elected to civic bodies at the Uday Palace Convention Centre in Kaudiyar, Thiruvananthapuram, Mr. Shah said that BJP is working towards building a Viksit Kerala and aims to form a BJP government in the state to achieve that goal. He also said that the path to Viksit Bharat passes through a Viksit Kerala.
Today I've come to say to the people of Kerala that the path to a developed India passes only through a developed Kerala. The match fixing between the LDF and the UDF has cheated this state, which is full of immense potential. Kerala today is experiencing a strange kind of stagnation.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Social media platform X has admitted its mistake and acknowledged gaps in its content moderation standards. Government sources informed that the company has said that they will operate in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations. More from our correspondent.
The issue came to light after the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology issued a notice to X raising concerns over the circulation of obscene and sexually explicit content on the platform. This includes contents allegedly generated or amplified through its AI tool, Grok. In its letter to the Chief Compliance Officer of X, India Operations, the ministry said users were misusing Grok AI to create fake accounts to host, generate, publish or share obscene images or videos of women in a derogatory or vulgar manner. The ministry said that the platform was not adhering to regulatory provisions under the Information Technology Act 2000 and the IT Rules 2021. Government sources said that around 3,500 pieces of content were blocked and more than 600 accounts deleted following the scrutiny. They added that the platform has assured it will not allow obscene imagery going forward. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya participated in the 56th edition of Fit India Sundays on Cycle in New Delhi this morning. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Mandaviya said that cycling teaches balancing and balance is essential in leadership. He noted that fit and healthy youth can help lead the nation's growth and cycling is an important part of it.
Today, at more than 15,000 locations, the youth of the country are spreading the message of Fit India by cycling themselves. I am happy that my young leaders from across the nation who have come to participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue are also associated with us. Balance is extremely important in leadership, when to move slowly, when to be patient, and when to move forward. Cycling teaches us these essential qualities of balanced leadership.
Young leaders from across the nation who are currently in Delhi to attend the prestigious Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue also took part in this edition. Indian tennis star Leander Paes and legendary shuttler Pulela Gopichand also took part in the event. Leander Paes said that 55 lakh youths took part in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue and started presenting how they can take India to the future.
This movement by our Honourable Prime Minister was just fantastic, because out of 5.5 million children that started the movement, tomorrow they get a chance to present to our Honourable Prime Minister. The extensive work that's gone in to bring those numbers and hear their presentations, hear their voice, have now come down to 12 young children from across India who present to the Prime Minister. And to take the power of the youth and build our future is a wonderful way forward.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his death anniversary at the Vice President's enclave. In a social media post, the Vice President highlighted, "The former Prime Minister was a visionary leader whose life exemplified simplicity, integrity and unwavering dedication to the nation." Another Hindu youth has died in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. 19-year-old Joy Mahapatra died on Friday at a hospital in Sylhet after allegedly ingesting poison, following a dispute over unpaid mobile phone installments in Derai Upzila of Sunamganj. Joy's family alleged that he was beaten, humiliated and provoked by shopkeeper Amirul Islam of Burhanpur village over a delayed 500 taka installment for a mobile phone bought on credit. Police said the incident is under investigation. In Pakistan, a Hindu farmer, Kailash Kohli, was shot dead in the Sindh province, allegedly by his landlord, Sarfaraz Nizamani. The killing has led to widespread protests by the Hindu community. The police arrested the landlord, Sarfaraz Nizamani, and his facilitator, Zafarullah Khan, from Hyderabad city of Sindh province yesterday night. The 23-year-old Hindu farmer was shot for allegedly constructing a shelter in the land owned by Nizamani in Talhar village of Badin district on 4th of this month. In South Africa, several wildfires continue to rage across Western and Eastern Cape provinces. Over 1 lakh hectares of land burned in the Western Cape and further evacuation is underway. No fatalities have been reported so far, although a young girl was hospitalized in Mossel Bay and several firefighters were treated for smoke inhalation. Western Cape, Stanford and Pearly Beach are on high alert as firefighters battle multiple wildfires. Travel plans in some regions have also been disrupted, with temporary restrictions on outdoor activities and routes affecting tourists. Visitors were advised to follow official safety notices and avoid fire-prone areas. Back home, India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast cold wave conditions today in parts of Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab. According to the Met Department, Bihar is likely to experience a cold day today. Dense fog conditions are expected over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab. On to sports. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants in the fourth match of the tournament in Navi Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Gujarat Giants will look to make a winning streak after a 10-run victory over UP Warriors in yesterday's clash at the same venue. And in men's cricket, New Zealand were 36-4, no loss in 8 overs against hosts India when reports last came in during the first match of the 3-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat. Earlier, Shubman Gill led men in blue, won the toss and invited the black caps to bat first. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon people to remain united against forces conspiring to divide the country. Addressing the Somnath Swabhiman Parv celebrations in Gujarat, Prime Minister says the festival is not merely a celebration of historical glory, but an opportunity to keep the journey of Somnath Temple alive for future generations. Mr. Modi leads the Grand Shaurya Yatra as part of historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Social media platform X admits mistakes in its content moderation standards, assures to operate in accordance with applicable laws and regulations. Another Hindu youth killed in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. IMD forecasts cold wave conditions in parts of Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab today. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Gujarat Giants in Navi Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.